I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but when my friend Clay Mason Bannerman and I want to impress our new lady friends, Tiffer and Mickey, we don't even have to take them to a restaurant. That's because we have an entire freezer stocked full of ButcherBox, and that includes high-quality meat and seafood that we can trust. It's so convenient. It's delivered right to our doorstep, and there's always free shipping. I mean, where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Tiffer and Mickey love it, and so will you. At least one of them is always around asking when the new ButcherBox is arriving. Sign up at butcherbox.com/mega and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/mega and use code MEGA to choose your free for a year offer plus $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox.
When you listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, the comedy podcast, you get a belly full of laughs and a head full of real information. Our gallimaufry of expert guests answer questions on stuff adults need to know. I have mold in my dwelling. What do I do? What's gerrymandering? What happens chemically when I fall in love? How do I handle a parent-teacher conference? What are microbes? Listen to Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone. Solve problems, get laughs.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles New Age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the medical medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mega is an improvised satire from the staff of a fictional megachurch.
We are here. Lord, we are here. And we're ready. To podcast.
Hi, it's Gray Haas, and you're listening to Mega. Every single week, we do a podcast where we give our mega church a tiny family feel. We talk to members of our church staff and our community, and we just think it is awesome, guys. I don't say treating a treasure because that's Hallie's catchphrase, and I have my own catchphrases that, you know what? I keep those pretty personal, and maybe I'll bring them up in the podcast sometimes, but I'm not going to quite share those yet.
Ooh, I want to hear your mantras, Gray.
Okay, Day, I haven't brought you in yet, so let's just go ahead and wait.
I'm sorry, man.
So, as you all know, my co-host Hallie is out this week because she had to have her appendix out, or her gallbladder, I think. I didn't check on the details of that because I didn't really want to hear about them, but I do
My mom had a hysterectomy, Gray.
Isn't that the same?
It's okay. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm not on here yet.
Is a hysterectomy the same as a gallbladder? I'm not sure. I don't really want to know, but I do have joining me this week, Day Labonte, Hallie's son. How are you doing, Day?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Gray?
I'm doing awesome as per usual. There's just so much going on in my life. I'm sure there's a lot going on in your life, Day, and I'm sure the listeners would love to hear about it. We've also joined today by some folks on Instagram Live. We're also going to be trying to do these a little bit more where we get some feedback and suggestions from people on social media because we love social media. We think it's awesome and we think it's really positive force for good and for the church. And I would also like to say, if you want to participate more in the type of topics we cover in doing life together, which is what this episode is, you can join the Discord, or you can also check us out on Patreon, where we love to take listener suggestions. So, Day, what is going on with you? How's life, bud? I'm so excited to see you. We haven't talked in a while.
Oh, thanks. That's so kind, Gray. Thanks for having me on and for sharing your time with me. I know time is sort of a commodity. That's why we say spend time. I think about that. Like, I like words. Like, why do we say spend time? Because spend is like a sort of like thought of as more monetary. We also say pay attention. Paying is more monetary. So maybe like our time and attention is like the new currency, like going forward. Okay. Well, that and crypto probably. I don't know.
Okay, Day. I don't really know what all that is about, but I want to check in to make sure that you are, you know, doing what needs to be done as a young person in Christ. So how is your walk going right now? And what's going on in your personal life where you see Jesus and Christ specifically really shining through and doing the things that he promises?
I didn't walk here. I took my longboard because it gets me here so much faster. And I have it under the table if that's okay with you. But I was wondering if we could start with a question for you, actually. I was wondering what do you mean by doing life together? It's like a weird phrase. It's a weird way of saying, like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about hanging out? Or are you talking about just the fact that you're both alive together?
Well, you know, that was actually something that Hallie came up with in terms of what we should call the episodes where it's just the two of us. And we landed on doing life together. I had other options that I thought were much zingier.
Oh, like what?
Well, I thought it should be called Elate or...
Elate?
Yeah, like elation.
Oh, cool.
So I like things like climax, elate. I also thought it might be fun to call it prostrate.
Oh, wow.
Or maybe, you know, something like... lay it on the line, or just active things. But Hallie wanted doing life together, which I think is a little bit
weird
to interpretation. Yeah, but when we say doing life together as Christians, what we're saying, Day, is once you have an identity in Christ, and Jesus specifically, once you've accepted him into your life, you are doing life with the other people that are doing life in that way together. And I think that is such an exciting thing. And so that's why we landed on that, even though I don't think it's the easiest phrase to remember or say.
Well, it feels like the right way to say it, or grammatically or whatever, would be living. You're living together?
I had pitched living, actually, or do something called like live it up or live strong. I thought live strong was a good name for this segment.
Okay, cool.
Eventually, you know, I think some people had said, you know, oh, live strong, that's about the guy that lied about having cancer or whatever, but I don't think so. And
oh, wow. Somebody lied about having cancer?
I can't remember that day. I'm a bit too young to remember that stuff. I remember people wearing Live Strong bracelets, and I thought those were cool, but I couldn't have been like age of, I don't know. I wasn't old enough. When the Live Strong bracelet came out, I was probably too small that it would have just fallen off my arm. You know what I mean?
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
So Day, I want to turn it back to you. I want to turn it back to you and just check in. What's going on in high school? What are the high school teens into these days?
You know, like the usual stuff, like the people who are athletes, they're into sports. And, you know, the people who are goths, they're like into makeup and like certain types of music and so on and so forth, you know. But like we do have a winter formal coming up. And so that's pretty cool because like I'm just going to go with a group of friends, you know.
With a group of friends, Day, aren't you dating a special lady? Maybe you could take a lady to the dance?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like really have anyone that I'm hanging out with right now. So
well,
I think it's fun to hang out in groups. You know what I mean? I don't think it like is that important for us to simulate like a monogamous adult relationship at this point in our lives. I think like people my age are just looking for, you know, places to hang out and, you know, just like have a good time and just kind of like, you know, chill together. You know what I mean?
Wait, I'm sorry, but I don't think anybody thinks as dating as some kind of simulation day. I hate, when you teens are saying simulation, all I'm thinking of, you're putting on those virtual reality headsets and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's thinking that. I'm talking about a real relationship with a real lady that you can get to know. And instead of thinking of it as a simulation, I want you to think of it as practice, because you're getting ready to have a special lady in your life that one day you're going to marry. And of course, right now, I don't want you to think about that because you're not ready to think about that. I don't want you thinking about all those things that go along with marriage. But I do want you to practice is the word that I'm going to use, the type of relationship, godly relationship that you're going to have in the future.
Okay. Yeah. I think just there's a lot of emphasis put on romantic love. And I think that is sort of a weird heteronormative kind of pressure in society for us to, just become an exact replica of like the way our parents did it and stuff. But I think it's pretty legitimate for people to also invest in other types of relationships, deep, friendships and communities where they feel loved and seen and known and accepted for who they are. And, not necessarily, like, sometimes I feel like the church community, if I'm honest, has like an air about it that is you have to sort of comply to belong, you know what I mean? And I think that creates an intrinsic sort of like non-safe space for people in their vulnerable years. And I kind of think that like as an adolescent, I'm in my more vulnerable years. And so I would ask that you respect my no. And my no just basically means like, I'm not really interested in pursuing a romantic relationship right now, because honestly, I did like someone before and like we were kind of spending time together, but
who was that?
That was a friend of mine that I expressed an interest in, and I let her know that I was interested in maybe like hanging out alone together, and if she was
not
interested
alone,
in
but
that
definitely
way.
With an adult nearby.
She basically just said like that she didn't feel the same way, and so I'm just trying to respect the way she feels, and then also like process the feeling of loss and rejection, and feel those feelings and try to learn from them. And so I just would ask that you respect where I am right now with my emotional boundaries and just trying to like understand my feelings and provide room for the sadness, and then hopefully work on loving myself, because I feel like the more you love yourself, the more you can really love others. But I see a lot of harm done by people who do spiritual bypassing rather than like to spiritually bypass something would be to be like, oh, it's all in God's hands or whatever, instead of doing the real emotional work of like understanding your own feelings so that you can, honestly have real connections with people instead of, like I said earlier, just sort of like simulating the relationships or trying to replicate the things that other people want for you, but learning how to like know what you want so that you can consent to things that are, in your wheelhouse.
Because I really value truth, misinformation really, really scares me. And that's why I'm excited to tell you about Conspirituality, a podcast that dismantles new age cults, wellness grifters, and conspiracy mad yogis. At their best, they attack public health efforts in times of crisis, and at their worst, it's like they're recruiting for the fever dream of QAnon. On Conspirituality, you will have a journalist, a cult researcher, and a philosophical skeptic all discussing stories and cult dynamics and helping educate us and using proven science as their guiding light. I really recommend the Jordan Klepper episode talking about creating comedy in the MAGAverse. Jordan's incredible. And I also really love the Medical Medium episode. It's really good, and not just because I've had my own weird experiences with mediums. From exploring cults to analyzing our cultural and political landscape, the Conspirituality podcast will help you stay informed against misinformation and resist fear tactics. Find Conspirituality on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
Ascertain?
Yes.
Okay. Ascertain.
Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why'd you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinefo.
Wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to have to slow you down. I'm just going to have to pop a squat here right next to you and kind of work through some of these.
Oh, you're really
things.
Squatting.
Yeah, I'm really squatting.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
So let's start with the first thing, which is you did something awesome and brave. You went to a lady and you said, I like you. I've got interest, right? Isn't that what you said? And she, yes, maybe she's like saying, I don't have interest right now. That doesn't mean that she's not going to have interest in the future if you keep asking, okay? And if you keep putting that out there, that you have interest because something...
Keep asking or what?
What do you mean?
Keep asking.
She's going to change her mind is what I'm saying, bud.
Oh, but don't you think that that would be unkind and disrespectful of me to continue to push my agenda, even though she's been clear about how she feels and what she wants?
Hey, think about, okay, what is a food that you didn't like the first time you tried it?
Mushrooms.
Okay, mushrooms. That's a perfect example. I don't like mushrooms either, and I don't think I'll ever like them. But the first time that I, for example, the first time that I tried, what's an American food? Like pizza, okay? I don't really ever eat pizza and didn't really like the first time. Now I can stomach it if I know that I'm going to have the type of workout that I can process it. But anyway, here's the example.
Oh my God, that's psychotic.
But what if you were like, okay, I tried pizza, I didn't like it, and then you never tried it again, okay?
Okay.
That is kind of like how dating goes right now. Yes, she might be like, I don't have interest right now, but she needs to be reminded that you're still around, you're still here. If she tries again, she might have a different opinion. And so, there's so many good movies that are all about guys trying and trying and trying and eventually winning the lady over. Am I right?
Yeah, but... She's not a food to be consumed and digested or a movie to be consumed and digested.
Well, maybe you're the pizza in this scenario. I'm not calling her the pizza. Maybe she's the pizza.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay, cool. But I think that's in her court. You know what I mean?
It's not in her court, Day, if she already hit the ball back over. You know what I mean?
No, she didn't.
She hit the ball back, and now you got to hit the ball back with a different spin.
No, she said, I'm not in the game, basically.
What? Well, she can't just not be in the game because the game is dating and the game is life.
Yeah, but
dating is the game of life. And you can't check out of life, right?
Dating is the game of life?
Dating is a game in life. And what I'm saying is she can't just say, I'm not part of life, can she?
I mean, I think she can say whatever she wants to say because she's a human being with her own agency, wants, desires, history, dreams, vision, like goals. You know what I mean?
Right, if she's in high school, she's probably going to be dating and she should be able to hear your request to hang out and eventually change her mind if you are persistent. I'm just telling you, buddy, don't lose hope and don't lose confidence.
Okay.
Because she said, she's not interested once.
Wow, this is a really long squat, Gray. Like,
I know,
I'm really impressed with your thigh strength.
Oh, I can do it way longer than this.
And And scene. If you want the rest of this episode and lots more bonus content ad-free, the best way is to join our Patreon or Apple Premium. You'll get perks like behind-the-scenes pods, voicemails from Gray and Hallie, and you'll join a community. These bonus episodes that we make for you, we will be bringing you things like De La Bont hijacking the feed with his insights and interviews, or our favorite return guests, and we'll even share live shows with you and more. And I know you hear this stuff all the time, like, hey, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could really make a huge difference for us in our ability to keep bringing you laughs, but it's really true. And hey, it's me, Holly. I'm personally asking you to support the arts and bolster the thing that you love that brings you joy. If we had 1% of our listeners support us, it would be an absolute dream come true. So give it a try and become a supporter on Patreon or Apple Premium or Supporting Cast. Any which way you want to do it, all the links are in the show notes. And thanks for considering it. And thanks again for listening to Mega.